Joining me now is Peter Gudmundsen about a veterans event coming up next Thursday, which is May 28th. And Peter Gudmundsen, welcome again to the Bill Cunningham Show.
Thanks, Bill. I'm pleased to be here.
Give me a live update. What's happening next Thursday for the American veteran?
Well, it's very exciting. At Paul Brown Stadium from 11 to 3 o'clock on Thursday, May 28th, Recruit Military with our partner DAV, Disabled American Veterans, and sponsored by Advanced Pierre Foods, we're having an all-veterans career fair. We're expecting between 80 and 90 companies to be there, and we encourage all veterans in the area to come on down. People are hungry for veteran talent these days, and they're eager to hire them.
And there's no question, unless you have some disability, which many do, if an American veteran of whatever era is looking for work, you're going to have some of the best companies in the tri-state, Western and Southern, General Electric, Advanced Pierre Foods, Kroger, et cetera, wanting to hire you. In other words, just come to us, and it's almost a guarantee of getting a job.
Exactly. The secret is out. People know that veterans make great employees, and that's why companies are literally falling over themselves to get the chance to meet high-quality veterans.
Where and when exactly is it? It's Thursday, May 28th. What time? And it's at Paul Brown Stadium.
Paul Brown Stadium, 11 to 3 o'clock on Thursday, May 28th. Go to recruitmilitary.com to register for free. Of course, everything's free for veterans. It is a great opportunity. All the information you need is there. You can look at job postings, see what people are hiring for, and prepare to make the most of your day there.
What success have you had in the background in the past doing these kind of things?
Oh, tremendous success. At Recruit Military, we do 101 career fairs in 49 cities a year. So we typically at an event, there are anywhere between 1 and 400 job offers given, and a lot more interviews, of course, in addition to that. So we've had tremendous success. Probably about 50,000 veterans a year come through our fairs nationwide. And Cincinnati, of course, being our hometown, is the hot market for us.
In fact, is it unusual to have a veteran not be offered a job when they go to these things if they're properly suited? Aren't almost all the time they have work? I don't know what happened there. He just went away. All of a sudden, Peter Gudmundsen went south. But once again, we thank him for calling.